And there's some studies on this showing that people who know themselves, who study themselves, who are self-reflective, display less egregious behavior, less immoral behavior toward others. Behavior that would fall under, say, racism. And it's counterintuitive to some extent. Wait, don't you need to first study the other so that you can be more sensitive to other? Yes, that too. But it's not enough. It's important to also study ourselves, because when we see our deep nature, what we encounter there is actually part of the universal nature, the similarities among us all, regardless of where we're from. And this is what the Dalai Lama was talking about. Not stop cross-cultural, do it, important, but at the same time not ignore the self, not ignore the universal within each one of us. C.S. Lewis, there is one thing and only one in the whole universe which we know more about than we could learn from external observation. That one thing is ourselves. We have, so to speak, inside information. We are in the know. Now, there are, of course, biases when we study ourselves, which is why it's not enough to just study the self. It's important to counter it, to add to it academic work, studying others. And that's why we will do some research or study research, as well as do some searching inside us. Both are important. We shouldn't, just because there are biases and mistakes that are potentially can be made,